Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Murphy's Bakery, catering connection and ice cream store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. All right, the Huron County 4-H members can explore holiday traditions from around the world during a Christmas-themed workshop on Sunday, November 16th at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Participants will learn about the cultures of three countries while making ornaments and preparing foods that represent each nation. The workshop is open to enrolled and approved 4-H members ages 5 and older, including youth with special needs, and is limited to the first 30 registrants. Attendees should bring a glue gun and glue sticks for ornament projects. Pre-registration is required by Friday, November 7th, by calling the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 or emailing Verelli, V-E-R-E-L-L-E 7, at msu.edu. The construction of a 50-turbine wind farm is being proposed in Sanilac County. There have been requests for a special use permit by Riverbend to develop a 24-turbine wind farm in Speaker Township. Also part of that project includes construction of 26 turbines in Fremont Township. That proposed wind project would also extend into Elk Township, with about 1,000 feet of electrical collection line being buried in that township. The project will also need access roads to the turbines to be built, an operational building, a substation, and a meteorological tower as well. About 30 years ago, back when wind farm development was first being talked about, a special study was done on wind patterns. That study showed the Thumb area had consistent strong winds, which made the area perfect for wind farm development. The Old Farmer's Almanac is a popular publication when it comes to gardening tips, sky watching, and seasonal folklore. It also has quite a following among those who like to look at long-range weather forecasts. The Almanac recently released its Thanksgiving week weather predictions, and it looks to be a mixed forecast across the U.S. Overall, the Midwest states are expected to have mild weather conditions over Thanksgiving. The upper Midwest, think Duluth, Minnesota, could see some snowfall over the holiday. The lower Great Lakes, us, should see a nice mild stretch, the Almanac forecast says. The week trends warmer with plenty of sunshine and no rain or snow to slow you down. Expect smooth travel across the region, whether you're navigating highways or heading out for a post-feast walk. And we'll be right back.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron in Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
All right, and we're back. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Hurricane Melissa has intensified into a Category 5 storm as it nears Jamaica. Today, the U.S. National Hurricane Center reported that Melissa is expected to make landfall on the island tomorrow, bringing destructive winds and up to 30 inches of rain. The hurricane is the strongest to hit Jamaica in recent history. It has already caused fatalities in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Authorities warn of catastrophic flash flooding and landslides. Melissa is forecast to move across Cuba and the Bahamas through Wednesday, with significant storm surges and rainfall expected in the region. President Donald Trump has landed in Japan, where he'll meet new Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi for the first time. She's a protege of the late Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who Trump bonded with over their shared love of golf. It's a critical meeting for Takaichi, who wants to calm trade tensions. Trump has long complained American cars were shut out of Japanese markets, so Japan's government has floated the idea of buying a fleet of Ford F-150 trucks to use to inspect roads and infrastructure. Some worry the trucks could clog narrow Japanese streets, but Trump told reporters he likes the idea. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Murphy's Bakery, catering connection and ice cream store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.